How are you feeling today? Hope everyone is keeping fine. Stay home, stay safe. Children, shall we get ready? Ready the lesson ekata? Padathukku ready ah irukkinreergala? Okay, take a pen and an exercise book. Take down all what is important and do all the activities with me. Before I entered the recording room or the broadcasting station, I just looked at the beauty of Kandy City. Let me share what I saw on my way to the Kandurata broadcasting station. I saw big buildings everywhere. A calm lake in the middle of the city. Tall trees along the road. Chirping birds on the tree. A fantastic climate. Now children, can all of you take down these sentences which I am going to read, and I want all of you to underline the nouns. මම කියවන මේ වාක්‍යවල නාම පදය යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්න. නාන් කූරපෝහුම් ඉච්චොට්‍රොඩර්හලින් අලද වාක්‍යංගලිල් උල්ල පේත් සොට්කලේ කිරිඩවුම්. Big buildings everywhere. What is the noun, children? Yes, buildings. A calm lake in the middle of the city. What are the nouns here? Lake and city. Very good. Tall trees along the road. What are the nouns found in this sentence? Trees and road. Chirping birds on the tree. Birds and tree. Very good. A fantastic climate. Yes. Climate is the noun. Okay, children. Now, let's see whether you can find the word which describes or says something about the noun and circle them. අපි නාම පදයට අදාළ නාම විශේෂණ පද round කරමු. ඉපොළුදු නිංගල් කීරිට්ට pair සුට්කලයි විසේඩික්කම් සොල්ලාන pair අඩේමොලිගයි bottom ඉඩවුම්. Okay, now let's see. We said building. What is the word which describes or says something about the word building? The word is big. Big is the describing word. When you take the word noun lake, what is the word which describes the noun lake? It is calm. Very good, children. When you take the word trees, what is the word which describes trees? It is tall. What is the word which describes the word birds? Chirping. What is the word which says something about the climate? Fantastic. Yes, children, y'all are fantastic. Okay, now see, big. The word big describes the word noun or buildings. Calm. The word calm describes the noun lake. The word tall describes the noun trees. The word chirping describes the noun birds. And the word fantastic describes the noun climate. So here the words big, calm, tall, chirping and fantastic are called adjectives. In English, in Sinhala, we call it Nama Visheshana. In Tamil, we call it Peyar Adai. Nama Visheshana Pada, Andunwanne, adjectives Kiela. An adjective describes or gives information about a noun. An adjective may give information about size, color, or opinion, or the material, or the nationality of the noun. Example, the huge black dog. The huge black dog. Here, the dog is the noun, but huge and black are the describing words. Or the adjectives. Now, do you know the words which describes and says something about a noun? What are they called? They are the adjectives. Here, we learnt big, calm, tall, chirping, and fantastic. Fantastic are the adjectives. So, today, we are going to learn about adjectives. එහෙමත් නැත්නම් නාම විශේෂණ පද අල්ලද තමිළින් පෙරඩේ. Before going further, let me tell you that there are many types of adjectives, but we are not going to learn about everything today. Children, when more than one adjective comes before a noun, there is a particular order. We should always remember the order of adjectives, whether to add the size or the color or the opinion or the material which to be added to the noun first, second, and third or fourth. So there is a shortcut that I am going to teach you today to remember the order, and let's see what it is. Nama padayata visheshana pada ekathu karaddi eya kalayutu pilivalak tiyenawa. Eka mataka thaba gannata api N O P S A C O M කියන අකුරු පිළිවෙලට මතක තියාගන්න පුළුවන්. N O P not S A C O M SACOM ආංගිලத்தில் பல adjectives அல்லது பெயரடை ஒரே வாக்கியத்தில் பயன்படுத்துவதற்கு ஒரு ஒழுங்குமுறை உள்ளது. அந்த ஒழுங்குமுறையை ஞாபகத்தில் வைத்திருப்பதற்காக நாங்கள் N O P S A C O M என்ற எழுத்துக்களில் ஆன நப் செகாம் என்ற சொல்லை பயன்படுத்தினால் எவ்வாறு நாம் இந்த ஒழுங்கை ஞாபகம் வைத்திருக்கலாம் என்பதை பார்க்கலாம். இதனை நான் விபரிக்க உள்ளேன். நன்றாக கவனிக்கவும். N stands for number. Example 1, 2, a few. O and P, both letters stands for our opinion. Secondly, it's the opinion. Thirdly, S stands for size and shape. A for age. After that, we add color. C stands for color. O, origin. Finally, we add M, which stands for material. So this is the order in which we add when there is more than one adjective. Number kiyanne ilakkama. Number enbadu இலக்கத்தை குறிப்பிடுகிறது. ஓபி ஒபீனியன் கியானே அதஹாச உங்கள் கருத்தை குறிக்கின்றது. எஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் சைஸ் அண்ட் ஷேப். சைஸ் கியானே பிரமாணிய. ஷேப் கியானே ஹெடைய. சைஸ் என்றால் அளவும், ஷேப் என்றால் வடிவத்தையும் குறிக்கின்றது. ஏ ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஏஜ். ஏஜ் கியானே வயசற்ற. ஏஜ் என்பது வயதை குறிக்கின்றது. சி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் கலர். கலர் கியானே வர்ணய ஓ பாட்ட. கலர் என்றால் நிறத்தை குறிக்கின்றது. ஓ ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஒரிஜின். ஓ கியானே ஜாத்திய. ஓ என்பது தோற்றம் அல்லது தேசிய. எம் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் மெட்டீரியல். மெட்டீரியல் கியானே திராவிய. செய்யப்பட்ட பொருள் என்பதனே மெட்டீரியல் குறிக்கின்றது. மெம பிரிவலட தமாய் அப்பி எக்கட்ட வடா வேடியன் அஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் தியனக்கொட்ட பாவித்தா கரான்னே. ஒன்றை விட கூடுதலாக அஜெக்டிவ் இருக்கும் போது நாங்கள் இப்பொழுது கூறப்பட்ட இந்த நப் செகாம் என்ற ஒழுங்கில்தான் பயன்படுத்த வேண்டும். லெட்ஸ் சே சம் எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ். Number. When you say number, you can say 2 tables, 3 glasses. For opinion, beautiful dress, pretty lady, good book, horrible weather. For size, you can say small classroom, big grounds, tiny insect. For shape, you can say fat lady, tall boy, thin girl. For age, you can say old man, young girl. ancient building. Though ancient doesn't directly say the age, it talks about the period of building or number of years the building has been built. Color: green apple, brown coat, red chilies. Origin: when you say origin, you say Indian cricketer, Chinese vaccine, or you can also say Japanese dog. Anything to do with origin. Material: the last one is material. Wooden chair, whatever the material that particular thing is made of. Glass table, plastic bottle, or you can even say concrete wall. The wall is made of concrete. The bottle is made of plastic. Table is made of glass. Chair is made of wood. Let's see some examples. We can say, she was a pretty tall, thin, young, black-haired Indian actress. Look at this sentence, children. Listen to this example again. She was a pretty, tall, thin, young, black-haired Indian actress. See, pretty, your opinion. Tall, size. Thin is the shape. Young says about the age. Black says about the color. And finally, origin, Indian. So this is the order. This sentence has many adjectives, but they are in the correct order.